Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank as the Powell Pioneers finished up their regular season from over the weekend. They were taking on the Lovell Mustangs in Cowley, and the Pioneers coming up with a sweep, beating the Mustangs 6-4 in the first game and then 12-7 in the nightcap. For the Pioneers, they ended up getting an RBI single in the first inning from Cade Queen in that first game. But Lovell responded with three runs in the bottom of the first inning against Powell's starting pitcher Cameron Wentz. Wentz ended up throwing shutouts for the next three innings, and the Pioneers in the third inning coming up with five runs. Kobe Ostemiller had a two RBI triple. An error scored Ostemiller. Jet Swan singled on a 3-2 count, getting an RBI. And then Brock Johnson hit a fielder's choice, scoring a run for the Mustangs. They managed to get a run in the fifth inning off relief pitcher Colin Queen, but not enough, as the Pioneers ended up winning that first game 6-4 and out-hitting Lovell 11-10. Also, the Mustangs ended up with two errors to the Pioneers' one. In the second game of the double dip, Pioneers ended up starting their youngster, Brock Johnson, and both teams part of an error fest, as Lovell had nine errors and the Pioneers had eight, as Colin Queen continues to be red hot at the plate. He had a single in the first, a double in the fifth, and also a double in the seventh inning, as he ended up getting five RBIs in this matchup. As the Pioneers scored three in the top of the first, but Lovell answered with two in the bottom. But the Pioneers with single runs in the third and fourth, three runs in the fifth. Lovell got back four in the bottom of the sixth inning, but the Pioneers got four back in the top of the seventh to take a 12-6 lead. Lovell managed to score one run in the bottom of the seventh inning, but not enough. Both teams are now getting ready for the district tournament, and they'll play each other coming up this Friday, beginning at 11 o'clock. The Pioneers also have a doubleheader on Saturday when they meet up with Riverton and Green River, starting up at 10:30, and then they'll finish up the tournament at 1:30 on Sunday against Cody. Top four teams qualify for state, even though the Pioneers already have their ticket punched to state since they are hosting the state baseball tournament. We're back with more after this.